Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's August 27th. The year is 2024. My name is Peggy, and this is my show, Oh My Angels, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I would love to have you join me in the Facebook chat room. It's the 12radio Facebook chat room. It's a private chat room. And if you want to have a question answered by the angels, if you can type in your question in that space, then after the second half of the show, I can get a reading for you. But to get there, you go to 12radio.com. And on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that. And you'll get invited. If it's your first time, you'll get invited in. Otherwise, you'll just come on in and join us. Post whatever comments you want. And I'll try to get answers for you at the second half of the show. For first-time listeners, I share the first part of the show with whatever messages or information that angels want me to talk about. And the second half of the show, I use that time to try to get you some answers to your questions. So, again, I welcome all of you. Thank you for showing up and being here today. Besides hosting this show, I'm also an advisor at 12Listen. Where I'm available almost every single day. Hold on one second here. I'm so sorry. I was getting ready to sneeze, and I didn't want to sneeze on here. Anyway, I'm an advisor at 12Listen, and I'm there every day. Usually it's late morning and into early evening. I do have a new or updated website, and it's Oh My Angels. That's OHMYangels.com, where I'm listing my monthly angel scopes, and I should have September's up this weekend for next month. And we've added a tab into the website also to where you can have a direct link to any of the radio shows that I've done. That way you don't have to search for them. If you just go to OhMyAngels.com, you'll be able to see it, and then you find the tab that says, I think it says 12Radio on it, and then click on whichever show that you want to listen to. So hopefully that'll help you find me easier too, because I love you guys. If you can't make it, you know, in person, you know, feel free to listen to it on demand. So, and before I get too much into this, I have to thank Jay for producing my show. I've done it to where I tried to produce and do the show, and it didn't work. It wasn't always pretty. So, Jay, you are super appreciated for doing this for me. Today's show, I'm calling Being the Observer. And as I was thinking about topic, what kept coming up to me was all these situations that a lot of my friends and clients and everyone's going through, where it seems like somebody else is triggering all of us, myself included, whether it be with a look or a comment or whatever the situation. So that got me to thinking about feelings and emotions, right? And how easily we show happiness and joy and love, you know, giddiness. We get all excited, and, you know, it just kind of radiates out from us, right? And that's good when you're trying to manifest, because, you know, when you're trying to manifest money or, you know, a relationship or whatever, if you got that positive energy flowing, it's a lot easier to manifest, right? Seems to come easier. But what do you do when you have those emotions that come up that are associated with negativity, like fear, anger, hatred, depression, all these, oh my gosh, what am I going to do if this happens? What am I going to do if that happens? And so for me, it's always been a conflict within myself of how do I deal with this? You know, I want to manifest good things. I try very, very hard to be positive every single day of the week. I have on my Facebook page, I post, you know, a saying for every day of the week. Monday's Magical Monday or Miracle Monday. Tuesday's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. Wednesday's Wonderful Wednesday. Thankful Thursday. Fantastic Friday. Super Saturday. And Sweet Sunday. So I'm trying to be positive, right? I'm trying to draw that in. But again, we're told everything's about balance, right? So now we have to balance it. So how can I have all this positivity And then I had this negative, and we're told, oh, you don't want to have that, blah, 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 you know, kind of the, oh, if you have that, that's what you're going to draw to you. So, you know, you want to erase, erase, or do something different, right? So for me, it was like, you know, how this is sometimes overwhelming, right? And especially when you get into a conversation with someone and someone triggers you. You know, years ago, I wouldn't even be thinking. I would just, somebody would say something, and I would just, you know, I would react. And that's not always the best way to handle things, right? You need to center yourself. You need to breathe. You know, I grew up with, you know, in the metaphysical world with everybody saying, Peggy, you just need to breathe. And of course, my thoughts would be, what the heck are you talking about? I am breathing. That's how I'm surviving. I'm breathing, damn it. But what they were really saying was to take a moment and center yourself before you react, before you say those words, before you do anything else, before you make any actions or facial expressions or whatever. You know, go neutral, be Switzerland, right? But we're human. It's not always easy. It's not always easy to do. So again, here you're caught with these emotions and feelings, but you're trying to be positive and you're trying not to react to somebody, which again, I call that being in the reactionary mode, right? But when I got to thinking about, like, you know, like some, let's say somebody said something this morning that really hurt my feelings, right? If I held it in and didn't react to them, by the time I got away from them, I was sitting by myself. The more I would think about it, the more angry I would get, or the more hurt I would get. And so then it became a vicious cycle. Oh, I can't believe I let him say that. And I can't believe she said this. And, you know, blah, blah, whatever the situation is. And it just kind of overtakes your emotions and your feelings. And now, instead of just kind of a little hurt, now, you know, I've blown it up to, you know, mountain size instead of a pea hill, you know? And you have to get through that. You have to be able to work through it. What's the old saying? Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. That's why I said pea hill, molehill. But it's not always easy to do because we're human. But when they're saying just breathe, again, let's say that someone's really pissed you off and you're trying really hard not to say anything. If you'll take that deep breath in and hold it and then release it, and during that process, if you can look to yourself and say, you know, geez, Peggy, why are you reacting this way? Why is this person, why are you allowing this person to push your buttons? Is it really this person, or is this type of situation come up before and you got really hurt by it before? So you're reacting to those feelings and emotions that happened 10 years ago or as a kid. If you get in the habit of asking yourself, why are you getting angry? Why are you feeling hurt? Why are you having the reaction that you're having? And you can all do it within that breath. It takes practice. But if you can do that, then you can have a different outcome to the conversation. And maybe you can't, you know, when you're first starting out, because I couldn't do it right at first. I'd be like, okay, I need to release this. I need to let this go. But how do I do this when this really made me angry? It really hurt my feelings, and I'm feeling hurt. And it's hard not to comment, and it's hard not to come back with a comment. I'm telling you, when I was younger, I was the queen of sarcasm. I mean, I could lay it out there because that's what I was raised with. But you don't want to do that because that just perpetuates whatever initial reaction or feeling that you were having when the situation first occurred. So if you can kind of excuse yourself from the conversation, just say, you know, I can't talk about this right now, or we'll get together later, or whatever the situation, until you can get into the practice of identifying. And you can ask the angels for help with that. They're more than happy to step in and help you and guide you through that. Because Lord knows they had to do it for me a lot. And they still do from time to time. I still catch myself every once in a while. Somebody will just push that button just right. And I mean, the words just go flying. And really, when you're angry and you're hurt and that stuff comes out, It's not good for anybody. And especially when I'm the one doing it, it's not good for me at all. It makes me feel horrible. You know, I don't feel the love and the compassion or whatever, but we have to start showing ourselves compassion. You know, when you learn how to be the observer and something like this happens, not only by identifying what's actually occurring, not only can you show compassion to the person who said the words that triggered you, but show yourself compassion for reacting or wanting to or for feeling that hurt. Of course you felt hurt. You know, this happened, this triggered, you know, the abuse you sustained at 5 years of age. You know, of course you got upset. This triggers something in, you know, an abusive relationship. And the person who is saying the words to you, they have no knowledge of why you're reacting the way you are. You see what I'm saying? And so it takes time and it takes practice. But once you can step outside yourself and go, oh, geez, no wonder I got so pissed off or so hurt. You know, you've had that situation where somebody hurt you so horribly, you just cringe. You just grab your chest and like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. I can't not believe I'm being hurt like this. I can't believe they said what they said. You just want to, you know, in my mind, it's always that little sarcastic, oh, no, you didn't just say that. With a shaking of the head, you know. But again, it becomes a practice to get into. And but by doing that, you'll realize that 9 out of 10 times when you're getting upset with someone, you're just reacting to a situation that happened before. And that person just happened to trigger that old memory that caused the pain. And like any other human being, you want the pain to stop, so you lash out. I mean, we have a tendency to do that. But it's not easy. It takes practice. You know, so if someone's telling you, just breathe, you know, relax, let it go. And it's really super hard to be in that situation when it's your significant other or a family member. I think that even affects you more, or at least for me. I'll just, you know, because it's the truth. You know, when a family member would do that to me, which I just had happen, you guys heard last week's story. I mean, it hurts. It's so incredibly hurtful. You know, and I took a breath and I just said what I had to say and let it go. And I released it. You have to be prepared to reap the benefits or pay the consequences. You know, when you respond in anger or hurt, you know, that it can have longstanding effects, not only on the person you're talking to, but on yourself. So you need to make sure you've got yourself centered and grounded. And that way, when you do respond, you're coming from a place that you can live with. You know, you can be sensible, if you will. I don't think that's the word I'm looking for, but you don't understand what I'm saying. You're at peace with however you respond to it. You know, sometimes situations happen because it's a repetitive lesson that you're totally ready to let go of, but for some stubborn reason you've decided to hold on to it. So hold on one second here. Something just popped up on my screen. Give me just one second here. Let's see here. Okay. You have to be prepared to be at peace with what you've said and how you've dealt with it, especially if you're dealing with a family member. You know, some of us have held on to relationships in our families that really are long over with. You know, they serve no purpose. Maybe again. All right, so third time's the charm. So that means that next week when we talk, We're not going to have any interruptions, any disconnect, or anything. I don't know what happened. It's just all of a sudden everybody was gone. So I'm trying to get back on track here, see where I was at. I think I was just basically talking about taking your time. You know, after you've been hurt or upset or whatever, you need to take the time to acknowledge exactly why you're getting upset and hurt. You know, by being the observer in your life before you respond. And sometimes you have to do it in an instant. And sometimes, you know, you have to say, excuse me, you know, I need to take some time to sit with this for a minute. But by doing this and showing yourself compassion and the other person compassion, by doing that, and you can release the old pattern and you can move on. It's not something you're going to keep repeating and keep having to go through the same thing, especially if it's the same person in your family that keeps tripping your trigger, or the same friend that keeps tripping your trigger. You know, maybe you need to look at a different friend. You know, when we have family, we can't just disown family, but what you can do is remove yourself from any situations with your family to where you don't have to worry about being involved in any kind of quote unquote confrontation. Because it really doesn't, you know, confront actually means you're just facing whatever issue it is. And not everybody wants to see the issues, you know? And so it makes it, then all of a sudden you're the bad guy if you're bringing something up, right? So again, it feels sometimes like it's a vicious circle when you put yourself in this situation, but you want to be able to clear that energy. You know, we all have emotions and feelings. That's what we're here for. And the whole thing is all about love, right? So if we can take whatever situation that's causing us to have that trigger or to have that hurt or to have that pain or to have that anger, whatever it is, if we can diffuse it with love by showing ourselves compassion and the other person compassion, but at the same time, learning what it was that actually triggered you, to where when you move forward, you don't have to carry that with you. You can let it go. And you can take whatever, quote, negative thing happened, and you can make a positive out of it, like I did with my sister last week. The positive, you know, for me, the negative was she hurt me really bad, but the positive was I took that hurt, and I had a moment where I knew that it was time to let that whole situation go. So in reality, she won by hurting me, but I won because I took that hurt and turned it into a blessing because now I don't have to deal with that stuff anymore. I'm done with it. I could finally release it. So in any given situation, you have the opportunity to turn any negativity, any anger, et cetera, into love. And sometimes the only thing you can do to come up with that feeling is to show compassion to yourself. At the very least, show yourself compassion. You know, because inside of us all, I don't care who you are, there's still that little kid in you that got hurt or got angry or, you know, was abused or was devastated by some event or whatever. And so you carry that with you as an adult until you can look at the situation and show yourself compassion of saying, well, of course you reacted that way. No wonder. This is what happened when you did the same thing when you were 5 or when you were 10 or when you were 16. Of course you reacted that way. But now God and the angels will help you release that pain and that situation. And now you've got the blessing out of it to where you yourself can move on. And so, you know, again, by being the observer, it literally is like stepping outside of yourself and watching how you deal with somebody else. And when I first started doing it, I was like, wow, this is pretty interesting. For me, I learned so much about myself. It's almost like the other people involved in the situation were just secondary. You know, it gave me the opportunity to see why I was acting or reacting to another person in a certain way. I mean, we've all met those people that right off the bat we're like, oh my God, I don't like this person. I don't care for this person, blah, whatever the situation is, right? But when you take a step back and be the observer in your life, then you can usually trace it back to somebody else. It had nothing to do with the person you just met, but you can trace that situation back to somebody else in your past who is like this person who treated you really horrible. And so what I've learned when those kind of situations, what I've learned is maybe it's my gut telling me, you need to watch this particular person for a certain type of personality trait or whatever, kind of as a heads up. But it also gives you the opportunity to say, ah, is that person really like that? Or am I taking a judgment on this person because of something that happened in the past? But it gives you that opportunity to choose and learn to really trust your instinct instead of a reaction that was caused by a feeling from somebody else. Does that make sense? So it does give you that opportunity. And yes, it takes practice. You know, I wasn't always, like I said, I kind of had an attitude when people told me, Peggy, you just need to breathe. You know, I'd be like, what the hell do you think I've been doing all these years? You know, now I get it. And but when you can take that in any given situation and take a deep breath in, ask yourself what's really going on here, and then as you release it, it comes to you. You'll get to that point. And it's so freeing, and it has saved me so much heartache and pain by learning to do that. And you all have the ability to do it. Every one of us do. Okay, even with the interruption, we're going to be taking a short break here. And when we come back, I'll jump into the chat room, see who's all there. And again, if you've got any questions you want answered, ask the question in there and we'll get you some answers from your angels when we come back from break. Okay? So we'll talk to you soon. Sorry for all the ins and outs today. I guess we're having some issues. It's probably on my part. We'll get it all worked out. I think it's still Mercury retrograde. I think it starts for Thursday, maybe. So hopefully things will be better next week. I hope you enjoyed the first part of the show. What I'm going to do now is refresh my page, hopefully without losing anybody. And I'll get you, see who's all in the chat room, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Okay, let's see here. Where am I going here? Bear with me here. Okay, now I got him up. Here we go. Okay, Michelle Hendricks is in the house. She's my good friend in Arizona. Hey, Michelle, thanks for showing up. She says, good morning, Peggy and Yogi. And good luck to you. She's quitting smoking after a gazillion years, just like what I did. So hang in there. You know, just take it one day at a time. You got this. God and the angels have your back. Suzanne Morrissey's in the house. She says, hi, Peggy. I'm so glad to be able to hear you live today. And I'm so thankful that you're here. I really appreciate you showing up. It means the world to me. She says, any messages from my angels about what they want me to know would be appreciated. The first thing I'm getting is the words actually are just says spot on. They said whatever you've been thinking about, it's like you're questioning whether or not you got the right message or whatever. And again, I hear the words spot on. So whatever guidance you got, they're saying you're spot on with your intuition and to proceed. It feels really good for you. So you have to let me know what exactly that is, because they're just laughing. They're saying spot on. So hopefully that helps you. Denise Simone's in the house. Hey, Denise, glad to see you here. She says, Peggy, if you're offering angel messages, I'd appreciate one. Thank you. You're so welcome. And let's see what we got for you. The first thing I'm picking up is a trip. I don't know if you've got one planned or if there's a surprise coming up, but I feel that there's a trip around you, and it feels positive, like it has positive outcome. It feels joy-filled. So, and I'm not so sure you know about it yet. You may know about it, but it feels almost like a surprise. But I'm hearing go for it, enjoy, have fun. And they're stressing. No matter the circumstances, just be you and know that everything's happening exactly the way it's supposed to. But the trip feels really good. So you have to let me know about that. Sounds exciting. I wish I was taking a trip. Everybody I know is taking trips. Yogi and I need a trip. Let's see here. Anisha's in the house. She says, good morning, Peggy. Happy day. Well, happy day to you too, young lady. I appreciate you being here. And then Tara Elizabeth says, good morning. So good morning back to you. Karen Michaels, hello, everyone. Oh, Karan Michaels, sorry about that. let's see here. Anisha says, part of learning to observe yourself for a moment, stepping out of your mind and watch, just like watching a movie. You see what's going on, but you're not a part of it. Exactly. And when sometimes it takes practice to get to that point, but it really is like watching a movie or a show on TV, because you're outside yourself, so to speak, but you're watching how you're reacting and what's being said to you and your body language, everything. And it gives you a different perspective on who you are and how you're reacting. And also, it gives you a different perspective on the person that is interacting with you. And it's really awesome because it's almost like you said, she said it, watching a movie, but at the same time, you've got control of the script. So if you see the script kind of going off center, you can pull it back. You can go, oh, yeah, okay, no, I don't want to go there. I want to go here instead. So again, it takes practice. And there's still times that I just, that gut reaction, someone just triggers me and I wasn't expecting them to. And, I stuff just spews out. And the first thing I have to say is get my breath and say, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. And I try to come up with something different. But, at the same time, showing ourselves compassion is with this is the biggest blessing that you can give yourself. Because we as humans, we beat ourselves up all the time. We keep forgetting we're here to be human and to learn, right? But instead we're, oh my God, I'm not perfect, and I can't believe I did that, and I can't believe I said that. And again, by being the observer, you can come back and say, you know what? Of course you reacted that way. Look at this situation and that situation, the stuff in your past. Of course you reacted that way. You know, no other way to react. Compassion for yourself is huge in moving forward. It's huge. And it took me a long time to start showing myself compassion. Heck, it took me a long time to learn to love myself. I think some of you are probably better at that than what I was. But it can be as simple as thing as stare at yourself in the mirror every morning and look yourself in the eye and tell yourself, I love you. Do that every single day for 30 days. And I guarantee you'll be standing taller. You'll have more confidence. It really changes everything. But compassion is huge. Loving yourself is huge. But we forget all this and we just want to blame ourselves, for everything that goes wrong. For me, I was like, okay, it's my fault. All my fault. I'll take all the blame. But instead, you have to step back in and say, no, it's okay. We understand, you did this because of this. So just do better next time. Now you understand why that's triggering you and how it's triggering you, so you don't do the same thing twice. It's all about learning. Thank God we've got this time here on earth to get it, to hopefully get it right this time around. Several of my friends and I have said, well, we don't know if we're coming back next time. Hopefully we can get the lessons done this time. But on the other hand, I really I like the lessons. I like the people, and I like the energy. So let's see here. I lost my place on here. Give me just a minute. Don't you just, technology is great when it works really well. But then when you hit a wrong button, okay, here we go. All right. So then Kay's in the house. Hey, Kay. She's also a 1-2 advisor at 1-2 Listen. And she has the radio show Strands of Wisdom. And it's on Thursdays at 11 o'clock Pacific. So you guys need to listen to her too. That's great. She and Maureen do a great job to give the scopes and stuff. So thanks, Kay, for showing up. Oh, she thought she goes, I need to clean out my cookies. All I saw was the word cookies. I'm on a diet, so I see cookies. I'm like, oh, what cookies? She's got her cookies. Joni Thompson's in the house. She says, hello, good to hear you. If you're offering guidance this morning, I'm all ears. I'll gladly listen for family relations, husbands, daughters, and work life for me. Let's see what I've got for you. The first thing I'm getting has to do with your work. And I'm hearing that there's it almost feels like there's a conflict going on around you, but it's not about you. But it's like you're tied into it and you don't really want to be. I don't know if that's making sense, but that's how they're showing it to me. And what I'm hearing is stay in your truth and don't allow others to get you into or to take sides. You need to be really, you need to be like Switzerland in this particular situation. Because part of it just feels like just plain pettiness and meanness. So they're saying just, stay in your integrity and everything is going to be okay. Family relations, husbands and daughter. Let's see here. I don't know if you're talking about their particular relationship or your relationship with each one of them, but I feel like your daughter's going through, I'm hearing capital letters, drama. So it feels like part of it is of her own doing, and part of it is, I'm hearing the word misconception. So it feels like maybe somebody didn't get the story straight. It doesn't feel like it's her. So I don't know if your husband and your daughter are having issues or if you're having issues, but whoever's having the issue with the daughter, mainly it feels like part of it's just a misunderstanding. They don't have all the facts. So, but it feels like things are settling down. But I would definitely get to the bottom of that where it doesn't fester. Other than that, feels like your family's been going through some ups and downs. But it feels like that's coming to a conclusion. And I'm hearing happy days are here again. So just hang in there. I feel like by the weekend, things will be back on an even keel for you. And it feels like from now to the end of the year, things feel very upbeat and positive. It feels like you guys had to go through these valleys, if you will, to be able to get to this new era. It feels good for you. So keep it up. It feels good. Let's see. Nancy says, good morning, Peggy. I was wondering if you have any messages for me. Let's see, Nancy. I feel some sadness around you, and what they're saying actually is you need to let it go. Whatever it is that's been kind of making you down the dump so that you're sad about, know that everything is, again, everything's happening exactly the way it's supposed to. And they're saying let go of the negativity associated with this situation. Know that these things are turning around. They're saying open your heart. Open your heart and your mind to the gifts that are coming to you. It almost feels like maybe you're feeling alone, like someone that you thought cared about you, maybe you feel like they don't care or some kind of situation like that. But what I'm hearing is that that's the farthest from the truth. It feels like whatever situation, relationship-wise, it had to go through this almost like a death and back into a rebirth, if that makes sense to you. So things feel really good for you. Again, they're saying just hang in there, but open up that heart. It feels like you've kind of closed yourself off, and they're saying, count your blessings and open your heart, knowing that love is there and you've got love coming your way. So stay open to receive. They're saying you've been asking for several things, and but you're not keeping yourself open to receive the blessings that are right there for you. So I hope that makes sense. But it's almost like they try to give you something, like the universe is trying to give you answers to your prayers, and you're closing the door just as the answer gets there. So they're saying just focus on and try to stay more positive and be open to receive these answers that are coming for you. And I feel like you're going to have a lot of answers to everything that's going on with you within the next 7 to 10 days. And I normally don't give dates, but for some reason they're saying within the next 7 to 10 days. So you'll have to let me know how that goes, okay? Okay, Maya is in the house. Good morning. Well, good morning to you, young lady. Thanks for showing up. Pamela says, good morning, Peggy. Happy to hear you. Sorry that I'm late to the party. Busy day. Hey, I hear you. I'm glad you're here. I've been coming in and out evidently on the radio, so I guess we're here together. So how's that for you? Judith is in the house. She says, hello, Peggy. Your show last week sure hit a whole lot of home runs, if you want to call it that. Boy, talk about hearing what you need to hear when you need to hear it. Thank you and your angel friends. Judith, you are so welcome. I really wasn't going to share everything that happened, but I was told that's one of the reasons that it happened is for me to share with others, because I know I'm not the only one that has family like mine. So big hugs to you. Know that you can get through it, and God and the angels are there for you, honey. Let's see. Tara Elizabeth says, I would love a message for the week ahead. I have lots going on with my last two markets, back to school for my kids, and best of all, I'm going to see Pink. Oh, good for you, on Saturday with my hubby. You gotta let us know how that goes. I would love to see her. She's fantastic. Okay, let's see here. I feel like the markets are going to just be spot on. It feels like it's going to be good. So, even though it feels kind of stressful, it also feels high energy, like it's a high positive energy. So it feels really good. Back to school for your kids. And that feels bittersweet. So, for you and for the kids. So if they feel good, for their school this year, it feels good too. I feel a little bit of anxiety, but it's going to be fine. They're going to be fine, and you're going to be fine, Mom. So, and you're going to have a blast at Pink. I think that's fantastic. Good for you. And again, you're going to have to share with us next week how it went. Okay, Pamela says, Peggy, I have a lot to deal with at the moment. Any uplifting messages from my angels will be most appreciated. Thank you. Okay. I'm hearing big shifts and big changes are coming your way. It feels like you've already started with some of the shifts and changes, but it almost feels like the reason of these shifts and changes is because you have released. It feels like the blue moon and Mercury retrograde really did a house clearing for you as well, of letting go of stuff that you've held on to for, again, a gazillion years, it feels like, and you've let that go. So it almost feels like you're feeling like a void, even though you're stressed. Don't get wrapped up in that downward spiral. Also, what you're feeling is the release of all that old negative energy and situations and pain and whatever. You've let that go, and because you're so used to having that, when that's gone, it almost you almost feel like you're alone, like something's missing, something's happened. But what it is, you've let go of the old and the negative energy. And once that's released, you just have to fill that back up with positive energy. But they're doing that for you. There's nothing really you have to do but keep your thoughts positive. But that's why you feel like, with everything that's going on, that things are just in disarray and that you're missing something and that you need something to, positive to hold on to. The positive thing I would tell you is good for you. You've let go of some old trash out of your life, emotional, physical trash that you no longer need. It's not serving your highest good, and you were ready to let it go. And when it released with this full moon and with Mercury being retrograde, even though you've been asking for it, you were finally ready to let go of it. So when it left, you were like, ah, something's happened, something's wrong. Why am I feeling this way? So, things that look really, really good for you. September is going to be a totally upbeat and positive month for you. So know that right now you're just shaking off the old. Sage your house. Get some Kapal or some Palo Santo and cleanse your space. Your vehicle, your house or apartment. Clear all that out because you've done all the work. Hold on 1 second. Yogi's doing something. Yogi, stop. You've done all the work, and it's time now that you get the reward. Okay, so think positive. I know it's an unusual situation with that letting go of that old, but it's so wonderful for you. I'm happy for you. This sounds really exciting for you. Okay, Judith says, I found my heart cracking open a wee bit more this morning. If your angels want to comment, boy, would I ever be to listening. Let's see. Okay. Well, again, when you re relate to last week's show and what it represented and how it affected you, I'm hearing it's time that you did let the heart open because you've let go of the pain. Hold on, my dog is Yogi, please. Yogi, You let go of the pain, and you have to know that you're going to fill that up with love. I mean, the angels are just embracing you. They're all around you. And you can feel compassion and understanding for the other person involved in your situation. But for the most part, the love and compassion you need to show is for yourself. You deserve it. I mean, good for you that you've made it through this huge, it feels like a huge hurdle. In fact, they're when they're showing, they're giving you like a gold medal, like the Olympics, you know, like da, 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 look what you just did. You let go of all this stuff. You reviewed it, you opened it up, you dug into it, and you said, no, I don't need this anymore. I don't want it anymore. It's time to let it go. And so the universe helped you with that. And so you got the gold medal, honey. You've done excellent. So know that everything, you know, you've gotten through that huge hurdle. You won the gold. Now you can relax for a little bit. Rest. Show yourself compassion and love. Do something that you want to do. Whether take yourself to a movie or take yourself out to dinner or go with a friend or whatever way that you can find to treat yourself, because you deserve a huge treat, a huge reward. That was a huge burden you've been carrying around for, again, a gazillion. That seems to be my word today, a gazillion years. So good for you. Let it go. And you have. So reward yourself now. There's nothing at all wrong with rewarding yourself. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, let me, I had to refresh here. Give me a second. Let's see what else we've got here. Okay. The reason I'm getting onto yoga, he's playing with a ball underneath my feet, but then he's grabbing a hold of the ball, but at the same time he's grabbing a hold of my pant leg and he's shaking it like he's going to shake the ball, but he's getting me instead of just the ball. So that's why you hear me getting onto him. I know a lot of you said, no, Yogi's so sweet. Yogi wouldn't do anything like that. Yeah, right. It's never dull with Yogi. Let's see here. Okay, I can't get down to, hopefully that's it. I'm not seeing anybody that I've missed. Okay, well, hopefully I didn't miss anybody. I appreciate you guys having questions. I love giving readings. I think it's just amazing. I think all of you guys are just fantastic for showing up today. And for being here and for being brave and you know, conquering the trials and tribulations that we all have in life, you know. So know that you know, you guys are never alone. We've got a lot of advisors that want to listen, so you can pop on over and talk to us. And then of course you can always listen to the radio shows too. Okay, it's almost time to wrap this up anyway. So I always suggest that you take from today's show what resonates with you and let go of the rest. Don't hold on to it. If it doesn't resonate with you, just, you know, as my one friend says, honk and move on. Again, I want to thank Jay for producing my show. I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for showing up today. I highly encourage you all to stay tuned and listen to the amazing C.A. Brooks with her Everyday Astrology right after this show. And until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.